The Fancy Film Fellows employs a frank discussion of cinema that includes adult language and descriptions of mature situations. We have no concern for spoilers, so be warned, you might learn more than you'd care to know.
Hello, fancy friends, especially those joining me, Ruben, on the podcast, which is everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Patrick.
Yep.
Hello.
Hello, Basil.
Hello.
And hello, Ilya.
Hello.
I don't know if we're going to release this podcast and what we're titling it if we do, but if you are listening to it and wondering what is this, we don't know what we want to do anymore, but we do know that we want to keep talking to each other as often as possible, because 5 years ago, 6 years ago now, we started...
Almost seven.
Seven, yeah. Wow.
We started in the fall of 2013. And then Ilya joined in January of 2014.
Yeah, that's 7 years.
Doing this podcast, I think, and I believe everyone agrees, has mostly been really good for our friendships. Mm-hmm. And we all like that. We don't know how good it's been for our enjoyment of movies. I think it was really good at first. Speaking for me personally, and we'll just go around, people could say whatever they want, but the combination of me not being able to have the movie theater experience for the last 9 months, along with not really feeling motivated to write about movies, and therefore not feeling like I'm doing anything with watching them, like it's just one way to get to a further point in time.
Sure.
As opposed to like an experience that I truly still love. I don't know if it's temporary, but I'm definitely not really excited about movies. And we don't, and I think there are at least two other people who feel kind of similarly on the podcast, and we do still all like each other quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to keep doing this because the ritual of doing it has been great.
Mm-hmm.
When it hasn't been annoying to force people to choose a time to get together or remind them to watch a movie that they're supposed to watch. I don't know. Basil, what do you want to say?
Ditto. I don't know. I think the structure of going to the theater, dancing music, phone time. The structure of going to the theater kind of gave me a lot of, I guess, like impetus. It's like going to a movie becomes a thing. And over a long time, which I think has been documented throughout this podcast, I've been pretty, in the last couple of years, sort of fallen away from watching movies on my own, partly because, that the experience of watching a movie in and of itself at my house was kind of a jumping off point to do other things, like talk about movies or, have some kind of discussion, or just like, throw my very important thoughts out into the world that people needed to see and hear. And now I don't feel quite the same The level of dialogue in general has gone a lot down. I was excited about Letterboxd at first because it felt like a kind of communal thing that people were pretty engaged with, but then I feel like that splintered as it grew and I became less interested in it and just less interested in social media in general. And so now, like, I like watching movies with other people and talking about them, but feeling of it doesn't really feel like anything to watch a movie on my own, even if it's for this podcast. Like, if someone's not there in the room with me, then I'm just looking at my phone, and then I won't remember the movie in a few days or a week, unless it's something really special, but it's hard to know what I'll feel is really special at any given moment, so it's not, so I don't know. I like doing stuff and talking to you all, so I'm excited to keep doing that, and, you know. But I feel like, in a way, I've said almost all I'm going to say about movies, that, like, basically all the, like, 10 years of writing about movies, 10 plus years, I've basically just sort of figured out where I stand and said my piece, and that anything I watch now will just be like variations on the same theme. Like, I'm writing about this thing and it's going back to the things that I almost always talk about when I talk about movies. So then branching out into other things, like the reading and watching has been a lot of fun for me because literature is an area that I don't know exactly where I stand yet. I'm still figuring out what I like about reading, and so it's still exciting to me. But movies, I feel like, yeah, I spent a long time on that, kind of got where I need to go, and also no longer feel the kind of jokey egotism that I said before, that I was like contributing something. Like, content creation just feels gross to me as an idea, as a practice. It feels like there's too much of it. What am I doing? Just adding. I'm adding to a pile of garbage. I'm just stacking things on top of it. But I know.
Yeah, I think if I like really dedicated myself to like only talking about cinematography, I feel like that's the one aspect of film that I still don't really know where I stand with, or like totally get why it affects me when it does. I could spend some time on that, but otherwise I feel very similar. There's nothing I could write about plot or theme at this point that wouldn't just be, I could just reference another review of a movie that does similar things, where I couldn't just be like, it's kind of like this, it's close enough, just read this review.
Yeah. Right.
Ilya?
I think it's interesting to think of this in terms of, like, when we started doing this, I knew all of you guys from, like, film review communities and things like that, where I think a lot of my taste was formed, maybe unfortunately, but it was in any way. And I think that when we started doing the podcast, I also felt like there was a, and maybe to a degree, I still feel that way, that there's not any film podcasts I like to listen to almost at all.
Sure.
And I think that, there is some value in what we were trying to do, which is like, look, try to look at movies from a different angle, try to create like alternative canons, which was like our whole mission statement with the first podcast. And I also liked reading you guys' reviews, especially back when you used to do them more frequently, because it did shape the way that I thought about movies a lot. and still does. I think a lot of those old reviews still hold up, but they're really good. So, I mean, it's also fine to just acknowledge that, by the way. Like, it's okay to just say that was some good writing.
And I'm proud of what I did. I'm not trying to denigrate it just because I'm done with it.
I'm not saying you are, but I think this is it's interesting to think about what to do now, because I also think that at this point this podcast is mostly about just us hanging out and seeing each other again, which especially during quarantine I think is just a nice thing to do, just to see your friends and talk. Mm-hmm. And if movies is the thing that gets us talking, then so be it. And I think our interests vary in a lot of ways, so I think that's the one thing that's been like a good common denominator for us. Mm-hmm. To just, you know, find a topic that we all can talk over.
Sure.
I don't know. I if we're looking towards like whatever we want to keep doing, I don't mind if it's movies. I don't mind if we find something else. But I do think there's still value to, like, finding interesting angles about movies, finding political subtexts or whatever about stuff that doesn't seem like it has it at first glance. Mm-hmm. Not that many people still think like Eli Roth's movies have anything interesting to contribute and whatever. Like, so I think it's cool. And I always look forward to, like, anytime something appears in Letterboxd by either of you guys and it like goes beyond just like a one or two line review and it goes into like some interesting way of thinking, that's something I like. I like to look at and read, and I like to then bring it to my friends and discuss that with them, and maybe get some people hooked on movies they would have never watched otherwise. So all of that is good, man. Like, it's those are all really good things. So I don't know. I don't care if they.
All right, fine. Like, we'll keep watching movies, will you?
That's kind of how I look at it, how I think about it.
Thank you.
Yes, thank
that's
you.
So sweet.
Yeah, well, I just rewatched Fantasia and then reread Basil's review for it, which is still hilarious and still slaps as a review. Just the images of the movie will actually stay with me less long than Basil describing 100 animators pretending that they don't have boners while they draw these pictures. That image of like corduroy and like khaki pants with like a rumple in it underneath their animator's desk is going to stay with me far longer than that film ever will. In a way that makes me want to vomit.
I still get comments about it being a wild review. I got one just now.
Oh, it's because I shared it with someone.
Oh.
I started off because I posted a review for Fantasia that just said y'all are all perverts. Uh-huh. Someone was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, nice. I think Basil already covered it pretty well. So
nice. We are all perverts.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not exempting myself from being a pervert. I just like it more when it's like Paul Verhoeven, where it's like admitted and it's like they're not preening, like it's there's something I don't know, normal about what they're doing.
Yeah, we're doing real art here. I got these centaurette boobs just right. Yeah. For my beautiful art.
It's very funny to me, like, I and this is what I've been doing a lot of recently, is just watching a lot of YouTube. And there's a lot of people who cover, like, Disney as a whole, like, its history and its, like, theme parks and the movies that they made and stuff like that. And I can't remember which channel it was that went over Fantasia, but it's almost always spoken about in this terms where it was like, oh, Walt Disney wanted to like show that animation could be true art or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, he had very high aspirations for that movie, and it's very funny that it's just like the horniest old man shit like ever. It's just like, the centaurs have boobies. It's like,
why did they include Mickey Mouse in it if it's supposed to be high art?
Yeah.
It's not.
It's
anyways.
Yeah, it's funny to me though that like that idea of like high art is so, I don't know, it's elusive because it's like, is there any real high art? Like,
I mean, it's the insecurity complex that video games have been dealing with for like 50 years or whatever. When will video games finally be art?
Yeah.
If there is high art, as one, the only thing that I know about is that you don't achieve it by really wanting to. Yeah. By taking your work very seriously. That's not how you get to high art. You get to high art just by getting really good at your job and then having an idea that you deliver on very well. Mm-hmm. Patrick?
That you thought about.
Yeah.
Yeah. What am I supposed to say? Oh.
Whatever you want. Whatever you want about movies or this podcast. Or...
I don't think I've watched a movie in like 3 months or something. I don't know. I'm in a like weird liminal space in entertainment where I've like become more obsessed with games than I have with movies, and like not just video games but like tabletop games as well. And so I'm like actually in the process of trying to create a game right now. So I've become, yes, there's the like very bland cards that
Ruben is showing us a bunch of cards.
Yeah, it's the very bland cards that I've made up for the game that I'm trying to create. Cool. Yeah, I don't know. I've gone down like a weird like game design rabbit hole too on YouTube, where I'm just like trying to find the speeches from like the game design conference of all the people who've created tabletop and like card games and all this other stuff.
May I just also say, Patrick, your hair is really impressive at this point.
Really fucking I probably need to get it cut soon. Like, Jess keeps telling me I need to cut it because the cats keep chewing on it, so it's got all these like split ends and stuff. And, like, anytime I pick one of them up, they always do this thing where they're like, and they're just like chewing on the ends of my hair. I don't know why they like eating my hair. It's very weird.
Because it's like 1,000 toys all clumped together, moving a million directions at once.
But yeah, I mean, I think I've worked on more movies than I've watched in the past few months.
Nice.
Which
That's a good humble brag there, Patrick.
I don't even know if I like working on movies anymore. Honestly, it's kind of a slog. At least the last one that I worked on was, and that was an interesting development because like I ended up having one of the producers like call me and like yell at me for scuffing a ceiling that in a house that we were shooting in or something like that, and it was like their fault for not like fixing the problem before they left town, or like not budgeting time to fix the problem before they left town, but they were yelling at me because they had to pay somebody $150 after they had left town to go like wipe a smudge off a ceiling. And I was like, well, that should have been fixed before we left, don't you think?
Uh-huh.
It's like, you know, stuff gets smudged on sets. Like, it's not the responsibility of the audio person to fix that. Like, it's the production's responsibility to do that. That's why you get production insurance on the locations that you shoot in.
Sure.
I don't know. It's just like, just dealing with stuff. I don't know. I've also like weirdly kind of sunk back into like older, I don't know, like media that I enjoyed a long time ago. Like, I've been playing this football game that I play all the time again, and I started actually listening to a bunch of music that I listened to when I was in high school now too. Oh, okay. So I've got a bunch of like the White Stripes and the Hives and the Vines on my playlist now, where I'm like, ha ha ha, man, remember those days?
Yeah.
So I don't know, it's just like there's like a weird regression going on in my art consumption now, where I actually like you know, I've started watching anime more now too. Like, Jess got me.
It's good to get to the point where you're like, when I was 13, my face was actually the best it ever was.
High school is the one period of my musical exploration that I don't like basically anything from anymore. Mm-hmm. Before high school was like the stuff that like my dad passed on to me, and I still like a lot of that stuff, like Fleetwood Mac and Paul Simon. And college, I got really into indie stuff, and I still like a lot of that. I still like Elliott Smith and Sufjan Stevens. And then, you know, after college was like pop. I'm still a pretty big fan of like a lot of pop and disco and stuff like that. But ska punk did not last. Like 5 years ago,
maybe not a bad thing.
Yeah, I went back and like tried to listen to like Real Big Fish and stuff like that, and I was this is unbelievable that I ever like this. Like, this barely even qualifies as music, in my opinion.
So just quickly, like, Basil, when do you have to go, by the way?
I already... 5 more minutes.
Okay. So, like, Patrick, what the hell do you want to do with this podcast?
That's a good question. I'm totally down for still hanging out. I actually titled this episode Fancy Friend Fellows on the...
that was my thinking naming. Too. That's a funny idea.
That's a good one. So, I like it.
So, I mean, we could keep with the triple F moniker and just like, it could just be us hanging out. Like, we don't even have to have a specific direction. We can talk about whatever.
Yeah. It's always fun.
I'm good with that. I do still think that, I mean, I could talk about music with you guys, but it would just mostly be about disco. And
Basil doesn't like music.
Yeah, Basil famously hates music, apparently.
I don't hate it. I just, it's one of those things that I never figured out a way to talk about, and it turns out I don't like things if I can't talk about them.
And you don't, like, actively consume it either. Like, if I send you a song, and you're like, even if you like the song, you don't, like, look up the album or the artist. Like, that's the end of it.
Yeah, I probably don't listen to the song again ever either.
Things can be pretty good when you don't talk about them too. Like, it's something I've been realizing more and more, is that I like a lot of stuff that I don't know exactly how to talk about, and it's fine. Like, but it just doesn't make for a very entertaining podcast.
Sure.
Obviously.
Release our silent podcasts.
The John Cage.
Our silent podcast.
It's just Farley. Remember when that one song played? That song was good.
I just open the podcast and be like, thank you everyone for listening. I hope you enjoy the podcast. And then we sit drinking our coffee and beer for like 30 minutes. And then we're like, that was great. I loved hanging out with you guys. See you next week.
Yeah. Or it's also a thing that's like, there's things that I enjoy a lot, but that I have not had the experience of talking at length about, not like movies at least, where I've learned about movies a lot through reviews and things like that. I don't think we will ever gonna be a podcast about sex.
No, I'm just saying that's something that I never really talk about.
It's a thing that, like, I don't think any of us have enough like expertise in. So I think that's probably part of the problem.
We didn't have that much expertise in movies either.
But we had at least like studied it in school. Like,
yeah.
we had some academic grounding.
We had 3 film degrees.
I would at least say I don't think I'm confident enough to talk about it like I have anything else new to tell to people that would listen.
I like it.
Discover something.
Yeah, it's like, you know, when you do like that one thing and then that other thing and then that, yeah.
We have a fresh angle on sex for white straight men.
Yeah.
I have a lot to say that no one's ever heard before.
The fancy moves, fellows.
Fancy moves. Moves. It just sounds like you're doing like a button combination on a video game. Tap A repeatedly.
Yeah, I think we basically have covered all of the, like, we don't know what we want to do about movies, and like, I mean, it could come back, like, if we get vaccinated and we start going to the theater again, maybe I'll be excited.
Maybe.
About a way to talk about movies. but I don't. I never really have like a good idea of what to talk to people about. Movies were always just, you know, a thing. They were a crutch to help me connect to.
It's not the worst crutch.
No.
Yeah, because I mean, I feel like almost literally everyone has seen a movie, so they kind of know, like, generally what the deal is with movies.
It's a good jumping off point. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen a movie?
But to get back to sort of what I guess this podcast was pitched at, I guess a little bit, I'll just say that I love all of you so very much. And I'm very thankful that you're in my lives and that we decided to do this semi on a whim. It's whatever happens now, this was an incredibly productive marriage for me for a long time in terms of finding out about myself and finding out about y'all and our connections growing deeper and more meaningful than they already were.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I'm with that 100%.
Cheers to that.
Yeah. It's nice when you start off as a weird collection of a Live Journal film forum freaks, and then it turns out that you actually enjoy each other's company no matter what. That's a nice thing to discover. And I've been fortunate enough to at least meet two of you. I've not met Patrick yet in real life, but hopefully when things get far enough, we can still do that.
Hell yeah.
And it's been an absolute joy for me. I invoke you guys as my friends, to my friends, and I don't feel in any way that doesn't fit what this is. So that's that's really nice.
I don't really have any friends in Birmingham except for the two that I live with. So you guys are my closest friends.
I'm in the same boat. That it's I have friends, but other than Haley, you know, no one that is that I'm nearly as close to as y'all. So it's very, very good. It's been I think in a way, if we are looser, to go back to our previous title, that. The scheduling and stuff may fall into perhaps easier waters if there is less pressure to come up with themes and ideas to dictate how we do things, or at least if those themes and ideas are looser. Because I mean, I would like to do a whole podcast where Patrick just talks about this game that he's developing. It sounds cool as hell, so I want to hear about that shit. I like games. I like card games. It's fun.
I'm trying to like absorb as much information about other card games that are popular right now too. Mm-hmm. So I'm like on the cusp of like I guess I'll just learn how to play Magic the Gathering, and I bought some game called Keyforge the other day because apparently the game stopped being made, so they just sold all the boxes off really cheap. So I was like, okay, I'll just look at what they did in this game and see if there's any cool ideas I can glean from it. And it's just like, I don't know, it's a journey, I guess. I have no idea what I'm doing, so I'm just like looking.
That's how everyone who does a new thing
feels.
Does it?
But it's cool. Now I gotta take off. I gotta open my Christmas presents. I can't keep Haley waiting or myself waiting any longer. I'm very excited doing late Christmas. So it was lovely talking to you all. We should absolutely release this episode because it's a goodie. And I will talk to you all soon. So.
All right.
Bye, Basil.
Bye. Bye. Let's all say mean things about Basil now that he's gone.
All right. Let's definitely stop recording now, I think.
Okay, if you listen to this, thank you. We do have the 1999 podcast. We are still going to do that one. We want to wrap up that project, regardless of, even if it's just going to be a terrible podcast where we're all just forced at gunpoint to talk about these movies.
Tell me about the sound design of The Matrix!
But after that,
yes, I know we've talked about Eyes Wide Shut four times, but tell me more about the fucking cinematography.
But after that, maybe no more movie podcasts, maybe no more released podcasts. So we don't know. But if you have listened to this podcast, especially if you somehow have been someone who's been listening for 7 years to this podcast that never became famous, that like at its height had like maybe like 30 listeners.
Just like write us. At this point, you're our friend.
Yeah.
Really. We just don't know you yet.
You need to be on whatever we're doing next, which might just be like a group chat. Just like come, even if you don't want to talk, just come listen to us talk about board games or whatever.
I have to get our one fan who emailed us regularly.
Exactly. If you're listening,
we should get that one fan on.
Yeah.
Fancyfilmfellows@gmail.com.
Yeah.
We really like, I don't care if it was one or 100, we really did appreciate that people thought we were worth listening to for usually over an hour every week for years.
Yeah.
So, thank you.
It's hard to listen to myself talk for that long.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks. Guy, and, I guess.
And, you know, if no one is listening, that's fine too. We listened to it and we're really glad that we did it.
Yep. It's good to have for posterity's sake anyway, so we can listen back and be like, oh, stupid then.
I guess.
Or like, oh, that was a good point I made back then. Or, oh, that was a funny joke, and I'm going to laugh at the same point every time in the recording. that happens. I think we've talked about that happening, where I'm like, I'll laugh at a joke and then I'll be laughing with myself laughing on the podcast.
Yeah. I mean, I've told this before, but who cares? My favorite memory of listening of this podcast is being on a tram in Munich on my way to work, I think, and meeting someone like from my high school who I hadn't seen in years, and listening to the podcast on the way on the tram, and then taking my earbuds out of my phone, but still forgetting to press pause, and talking to this person, and them like clearly hearing my voice emanating from my headphones, so that the only possible explanation for them would be like, you just listen to yourself, like driving around all day, you just listen to your sound of your own voice.
That's normal behavior. They're the weird one.
That's what adults do, buddy.
Clearly, time has proved me right and that person wrong. But that was a very memorable experience. Anyway, yeah.
All right.
Thanks for everyone who's listened. Goodbye. Bye.
Cheers to all.